Discussing issues. 1.
Well, I think it's been quite successful because, you know, it's done what it set out to do. It's made cafes and restaurants places where we can all now go without having to worry about catching anything.
But hang on a minute. Hang on. What about the terrible effect it's had on small businesses, right? I mean, some of these places have actually had to close down because of it. Now, how is that? I mean, how does that help society?
Yeah, quite. You're quite right. I mean, there's just no point in removing tables and making the whole place feel like a sanatorium. I wouldn't feel comfortable at all.
2.
I think it hasn't worked, to be honest. People have started ordering food and drinks online so they can enjoy their meal in a cozy atmosphere. And the small bars and cafes that can't do online business have gone out of business. They can't even guarantee the minimum distance between people.
I think you're exaggerating. I mean, how many bars have actually gone out of business?
I think Mike has got a point here. Not many bars have actually had to close, but a lot of places are struggling, especially the ones that don't have any outdoor space.
3.
Well, I'm on the side of the small business owners on this one. I mean, they quite rightly see it as an issue of individual responsibility. Why should they worry about the risk of infections? People come to their bar or cafe to have fun and socialize.
Yeah, but that's not really what it's all about. I mean, I see it as a general health issue, and I believe we're all responsible for protecting the vulnerable in our society. If you caught a virus in a bar because others don't adhere to social distancing rules, would you be happy? It's not really only about personal liberty.
I don't see that at all. No one's forcing you to be close to others. You can always go and sit in a different room. Really.
But why should I have to move because others don't follow the rules? The bar owner has to make sure everyone's safe.
4.
The way I see it, the solution would be to have restrictions on how many people go into bars and clubs, right? It would certainly affect the amount of money those places could earn, but isn't making less profit better than being shut down altogether?
Yeah, but it's not as simple as that. I guess it's fine if you have a big restaurant. You can just take out a few tables and provide disinfectant dispensers. But what about small cafes? There's a minimum number of customers you need to survive.
Yes, exactly. I think that's the problem. It's discrimination against small businesses. So the big businesses, they're fine. And the small ones, they're the ones that are having to close.